Today is the feast day of Saint Apollinaris, a saint who was a martyr and bishop of Ravenna over in Italy. And what's unique about Saint Apollinaris is that he is one of the earliest Christian martyrs. He was the first bishop of Ravenna. Most likely he was born in Antioch. He was a disciple of Saint Peter. And the tradition is that it was Saint Peter, the first pope, that appointed him to be the bishop of Ravenna. If you go to Ravenna today, it's a magnificent city on the Adriatic coast. It's known for some of the earliest Catholic churches in the history of the world, and the mosaics have been preserved from the second and third centuries. And you can see those under a plexiglass, the actual floors that are almost 2,000 years old, about 1,800 years old. What we know of St. Apollinaris is that he was a great zealous bishop. He converted many people to the Catholic faith, and because of that, he was flogged and beaten and driven out of his diocese. He went over to Bologna and converted many people there. He then was driven out of there, traveled by sea, was shipwrecked, ill-treated, came back to his diocese three times to evangelize, to spread the faith, but again was captured, tortured, and driven out again. It seems that he came to his death by an angry mob that beat him to death. So we think of the faith of the early fathers, how these early saints suffered for their faith, giving their lives for Christ. He is that good seed that produced fruit, you know, 30, 60, or 100-fold. As we see in today's gospel, we had this gospel 2 weeks ago. I spent a lot of time going in detail on what each of these kinds of soils mean, the shallow, the hard-hearted soil, the soil that's so hard that God's grace, God's seed, just cannot penetrate, and so the devil comes and snatches it away. You have the shallow soil that accepts God's grace at first, but never puts down any depth or any roots, and when persecution or difficulties come, the sun comes out and scorches the young plant, and people fall away from the faith. There's other seed that falls in good soil, begins to grow, but then the cares of the world and worldly anxiety and the love of riches begins to choke it. Materialism begins to choke off the spiritual life. But then there's the good seed that falls on good soil that produces 30, 60, or 100-fold. And that's what we're called to do in our life through virtue, through holiness, through God's grace. So we have to protect ourselves from these three kinds of the enemies of the soul, which is the world, the flesh, and the devil. The devil is that little bird that comes to try to steal away our faith. And then the weakness of the flesh that begins to fall away in times of persecution if our faith is not deep enough. And then the worldly anxiety and materialism tries to choke off our faith. So we have to protect ourselves against these three great enemies of the soul, the world, the flesh, and the devil.